Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I urgently draw your attention to the dire situation in Pakistan's Sindh province, requiring immediate international intervention. Pakistan is comprised of four sub-state nations, each joined as equal and autonomous provinces. However, the Punjabi nation, with its numerical, political, and military majority, has instituted hegemonic policies against the Sindhi nation. The plight of the minority, especially Sindhi Hindu girls, is critical, with their safety severely compromised in a state of apparent indifference. Additionally, the practice of enforced disappearance continues, with Sindhi political activists facing threats and illegal detention by state agencies. Last year, Sindh suffered devastating rain floods, displacing millions. The misappropriation of those funds earmarked for the relief has worsened the suffering of those already devastated by this natural disaster. The encroachment of Behria town, Karachi, on local lands, including the ancient National Park 1974 and United Listed 1975, is alarming. Under the pretext of progress, this development poses significant environmental threats and erodes the Sindh's Indonesian culture and historical heritage. The federal government's Special Investment Facilitation Council's push to acquire more indigenous land in Sindh, including coastal areas, is totally disregard the local rights and welfare. Moreover, Pakistan's demographic engineering aims to diminish the indigenous Sindhis in majority in their homeland. Given these troubling developments, we urgently call the United Nations to protect the Sindh's people's rights, ensure justice, and prioritize the sustainable, equitable development over these harmful activities. Thank you, Ms.